From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, January 13th, 2021. A day after the U.S. saw more than 4,400 COVID-19 deaths in a single day, the state of Maine has recorded its highest number of new daily cases and its highest number of hospitalizations. As of today, there were 824 new cases of the disease, with 207 people in the hospital, 64 in critical care, and 23 on ventilators. Maine CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah called the numbers concerning.
This is a reminder that even though a vaccine has arrived, and even though we continue to vaccinate more people every day, we cannot let our guard down.
Shah also announced the deaths of four more Mainers with COVID-19, three women and one man in their 70s and 80s, two from Penobscot County and two from York County. Older Mainers will be the next group to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Meanwhile, Governor Janet Mills announced that Phase 1B of the state's vaccine rollout would commence later this month with people 70 and older, as well as those with special health risks. Mills says Phase 1A, which includes frontline health workers, long-term care residents, and first responders, is expected to be complete by early February. More than 62,000 vaccines have been administered. Maine National Guard troops are among those headed to the U.S. Capitol. In a press statement, Maine's Adjutant General Douglas Farnham says 175 to 200 troops will travel there to support the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. The contingent's mission could include crowd management, traffic control, communications, and logistical and medical support. And Maine's Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry is asking the U.S. Department of Agriculture to include Maine farmers and food distributors in the Farmers to Families Food Box program. The program is part of the federal response to the pandemic and is currently accepting applications for its fifth round. But Emily Horton, Director of Policy and Community Engagement at DACF, says the programs use Maine food distributors in only one of those rounds, and that should change.
We need to think beyond just cost and make sure we're asking ourselves who are the key players and who are the distributors that can really implement this program the most efficiently and effectively.
In a letter today, DACF is also asking the USDA ensure that food boxes are distributed equitably across the country and within states, and that it allocate more resources to support local food producers. Looking at weather tonight, clouds statewide with lows in the high teens to the mid-20s. Central and north, partly cloudy tomorrow. Overcast south with some flurries possible in York County and highs in the 30s. Governor Janet Mills is revising the state's COVID-19 vaccine distribution plan to expand who's included in the current Phase 1A and who comes next in Phase 1B. The changes reprioritize adults 70 and older and those with high-risk medical conditions, as well as certain workers. But as Patty White reports, details on how the state will expand vaccinations beyond healthcare workers and long-term care facilities are still being worked out.
Ever since Maine began distributing the vaccine in December, there have been questions about where exactly different groups of people fall in the lineup. At a news briefing on Wednesday, Governor Mills offered more clarity when she announced updates to the plan, including an expansion of who falls under 1A.
Today, we're expanding Phase 1A to include other first responders and public safety personnel, firefighters, police, other law enforcement officials, and corrections officials to ensure the continuity of basic public safety services for Maine people.
Phase 1A also now includes workers outside of healthcare who are critical to the COVID-19 response, specifically individuals who manufacture, distribute, process, or report COVID-19 tests at places like IDEX, Abbott Labs, Jackson Lab, and the state CDC. Even with the addition of these individuals, Mills says she still expects Maine to move to Phase 1B by the end of the month. And that phase will also be expanded to prioritize individuals who are at least 70 years old. The cutoff before was 75.
More than 85% of COVID-19 related deaths in our state have been among people 70 years of age and older. More than 85%.
There are roughly 193,000 people who are 70 and older in the state. Once a significant number have been vaccinated, or if the supply of doses increases, Maine will move to vaccinate individuals down to age 65. Also bumped up to Phase 1B are people with high-risk medical conditions, though the administration is still determining which conditions will fall under this category. Details on how and where older adults can get vaccinated will be released next week, and Mills is asking for patience.
Let me be real clear. If you're 70 years of age or older, please don't go rushing to your doctor's office when you hear this news. They're not ready to vaccinate you yet.
The changes in Maine come one day after the Trump administration urged states to immediately prioritize older adults and people with underlying health conditions to accelerate the pace of the vaccine rollout. Federal officials also announced they would ship more doses to states, but the Mills administration says supply is still a major constraint. State CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah says next week's allocation is only 1,300 doses more than what Maine received this week.
We were getting more doses of vaccine at the end of December than we are now.
Something else that's in short supply as the state rollout expands is people to staff vaccination clinics. Paul Boland of Northern Light Health says that the health system is working with schools to find pharmacy and nursing students who can help with the effort.
We know that we'll need more people, and we are working quickly on ensuring we have those numbers of staff to meet the community needs.
Despite the unknowns about how vaccine distribution will move to the general public, John Alexander of Central Maine Healthcare says expanding eligibility will actually make things easier.
In terms of the delivery model, to just have as many people presenting to us in a scheduled manner so that we use every single bit of vaccine that we have available.
Governor Mills says the state had to make tough choices about who to prioritize in its update to the vaccine plan. Essential workers are still a part of 1B, but are now further down the list. For those questioning the changes, Mills says decisions were guided by a single question.
Whose life can you save? Who's more likely to die with COVID-19 if they don't get the vaccination?
The Mills administration aims to vaccinate that higher risk group by April. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Last fall, Maine's colleges were relatively successful in reopening. While some universities in other states saw thousands of cases of COVID-19 and some had to move to remote instruction, Maine schools were largely able to stay open. But they now face an even bigger challenge, welcoming students back as cases surge across the state. Robbie Feinberg has our story.
In the fall, St. Joseph's College in Standish made a lot of changes to try to limit the spread of COVID-19. Masking requirements, social distancing, and even testing wastewater for the virus. But unlike a few schools, it didn't start out with a universal asymptomatic testing program. The college was able to stay open for most of the fall, but moved to remote classes in November after an outbreak. And spokesperson Oliver Griswold says this spring, with case rates hitting record levels, the school is drastically increasing testing to try to stay on top of the virus.
We realized that we could fill some of the gaps that we had in the first semester, and we know a lot of different colleges that are doing exactly the same thing.
The plan, Griswold says, is for students to begin to return on Monday. First freshmen, then seniors a week later, sophomores a week after that, and finally juniors. Each student will be tested multiple times as they arrive on campus, then weekly through the rest of the semester.
Having this phased start with a lot of testing and then doing regular testing avoids us having to make some of the adaptations we did last semester in terms of study in place, which we did for 2 weeks, and all the students were in their dorms and studying remotely from their dorms. We're hoping to avoid that, and we think this gives us the best chance to do that.
The plans are similar at other Maine colleges. In a letter last week, University of Maine System Chancellor Daniel Malloy said that the system will test each on-campus student and staff member weekly. That's compared to testing just 10% of the campus community every 10 days in the fall. The system is even planning to bring in a mobile testing lab later this month to more quickly process results from across the state's 7 public campuses. A few of Maine's private schools, Bates, Bowdoin, and Colby, launched universal screening programs last fall that tested every student about 2 times per week, a frequency that some public health experts say is needed to limit outbreaks on campus. Officials at Waterville's Thomas College say they're planning to test at a similar frequency this spring after seeing those schools' success. And Douglas Terp, Colby College's vice president for administration, says the college is now further expanding its testing program. Students who've already come back for Colby's January term are being tested 3 times per week. Terp says the plan is to continue that into the next semester.
having one more opportunity to get a test result, that convinced us that doing three for January and then beyond, if we could do that, that made a lot of sense.
While many Colby students have already returned to campus, students at Lewiston's Bates College won't come back until mid-February. Officials say they're hoping that by returning later, the college can hopefully avoid bringing students in at the height of the latest surge in transmission. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And that's today's Maine News. You can find more Maine stories online at mainepublic.org. I'm Nora Flaherty.